Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to Daily News for Thursday, 22nd of August, not July, like I keep saying.
You keep saying July?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
I'm bad with months, but yeah. you keep saying it.
Just nervous.
On a live show.
I know. People have called me out as well. So it is August, not July. I'm Ross Chandler, of course, joined by Tom Dutton again. Siren's on the ones and twos, and we're here to bring you some Liverpool news and a bit of rubbish as well, Tom, aren't we?
Oh, there's always a bit of rubbish.
Which we'll just take the piss out of, because that's what we do. First story, Tom. Bayer Leverkusen are entering the race to sign Liverpool's Dejan Lovren. This is coming from 442. Bayer Leverkusen are in the running to sign Liverpool defender Dejan Lovren after defenders moved to Roma fell through, say reports. The Serie A side could not agree to bring the Croatian to the Italian capital this summer, but he could still be set for a Liverpool exit. Sport Bild reports Lovren is candidate to join Leverkusen's ranks before the end of the transfer window as the Bundesliga outfit look for strengthening their defence. Tom?
That's not the bit, Ross. Oh. The last bit.
Oh, sorry, yeah. The 30-year-old experience is an attractive proposition. They believe a loan move could be sealed for an upfront fee.
So already we know it's not happening then. We know that we don't want to put people out on loan. Look, it still could happen, and I'll eat my words, that's fine, but why would Liverpool loan out a 30-year-old central defender to get him back when he's 31, and then you've got to put him out there again? There's no chance. We'd rather keep him, I think, than loan him out. His wages aren't too much of an issue. Yes, it's quite a bit of money. I think it's like 120.
It's not our issue, Tom, is it?
It's not our issue, but I think it's one of them where would you rather put him out on loan for a year for no reason just to strengthen some other team and then you give him back, or do you keep him for our benefit?
Yeah, I keep him. He did split, you know, a divide, and there was a massive conversation when he was linked with Rome. People just said, like, get rid of him, he's prone to injuries and mistakes.
But that's a sale.
But I understand that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're going to get rid of him. But I think now that our window's closed, like you just said, keep hold of him, just be selfish and use him as and when you can.
And let us know your thoughts in the comments. Definitely, Si is going to be reading something about later. It's interesting.
Someone else who isn't going, we just did discuss yesterday, who's kind of down tools and drops stuff off, is Ryan Kent. It's been reported from the Athletic reporter Phil Hay, Leeds United won't be able to afford Jeremy Moore for the transfer target Ryan Kent. The reputable White source claims that Marco Bielsa has been priced out for a move of the midfielder who was a summer target for the window slam shut. Kent is reportedly up for grabs, however Leeds are unable to cough up the funds to secure a move. They reignite their interest in January. And it was reported yesterday that obviously he got linked with Leeds and I think Rangers as well. Rangers couldn't afford £7 million. Liverpool didn't want to sell it on loan. And I think someone commented yesterday, I think this is right, a 14, maybe £15 million move for him. Yeah. I mean, that's quite a lot. And then again, we reported yesterday, or cited reports, that he down tools and he's a bit pissed off. I can kind of understand that. So, but it's in his interest to keep his head down and kind of make the best of a bad situation. Go, yeah. January's the next one. Get me out of here, head down, and I can move on.
Yeah, no, it's fair. I mean, it is one of them. We knew for a while that it was going to be like that anyway. I think it's just come back up because Phil Hay has obviously said now that Nikita's here, not sure that they'd have the cash to go after Kent. I think we knew that anyway. It's one of them where I do feel kind of sorry for them. He's kind of been left in a bit of limbo, hasn't he, with that? But I don't know. You've got to keep your head down, you've got to keep playing football, you've got to keep trying to prove that you're better and better and better, you know what I mean? It's one of them. Am I that arsed? No.
No.
Really?
Are you?
Let us know if you're arsed in the comments, obviously.
Ahead of the weekend, obviously Liverpool play Arsenal. We started our build-up towards that already. Arsenal could be handed the key boost, Tom. Mesut Ozil could be back in line. We had a little conversation before we started this. Is he key to Arsenal? Because he goes missing in the big games, doesn't he?
Yeah, I know. He is key, I think. I think it's one of them where he is key. He doesn't show up all the time, but when he does, I think he's so good with his assist. He's so good on the ball, you know what I mean? I really enjoy watching him play against us because so many times we've kind of just overran him. You know what I mean? I remember Coutinho pushing him off the ball in that 4-0 first half performance. We did ultimately win 5-1. And it's one of them, You've got to be careful of these players, though. You really have to be careful of these players, Ross, because you're watching... He was a fantastic player for a lot of his career, you know what I mean? And you don't lose that quality ever, in my mind.
So much so that Kevin Nolan's decided not to put him in his combined 11 for Arsenal and Liverpool. Pray for Kevin, he's obviously hit the source. And he's put Willock in there. I mean, he forgotten Fabinho's not a player?
Yeah, Willock's a great player. I think he's just trying to get more Arsenal players into that team, to be honest with you.
He's been told that, hasn't he, to drive a conversation.
Like, we're talking about it right now. Ceballos, fair enough. Leno, yeah, fair enough. With Alisson out. Aubameyang, fantastic player. What, like, Willock? Really?
Genie, Hendo, Fabinho?
Fabinho, any of them? Milner. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'd rather put, I don't know. Maybe Willock will play and then he'll, fair enough. Go ahead, Kevin Nolan.
Let us know how wrong Kevin is and give us your
combined.
Yeah. Bit of breaking news that should come through us, Tom, because Paul Machen has walked in the room and delivered. Yeah, sorry, Bass. Thanks, Paul. Tweet from Neil Jones. Liverpool reaffirmed their intention to redevelop the Anfield Road stand and ambitious new plans to boost the stadium's capacity to 60,000 mark, now under active consideration.
Fantastic.
Ah, that's nice, isn't it?
Going to boost more of the stadium. I've always liked the Anfield Road, to be honest with you. I really like the... Look, obviously you have the away fans there, but the support that you get in that other corner, and it kind of filters round. It's like its own little singing section. It's really, really good when it's a good day, and anything to boost the cop, you know what I mean? Not the cop, Anfield, sorry.
So there's a quote here as well, from the Chief Operating Officer, Andy Hughes. Progress that has been made during ongoing feasibility studies has resulted in us being in a position to allow outline planning permission to lapse. Our objective is to find the best possible solution for Anfield Road. That remains the case.
A lot of that
words.
It doesn't make sense at all.
But it's good. You know, reaffirm intention to redevelop Anfield Road as a whole. That's quite good, isn't it? Because you obviously done the main stand.
Yeah.
I think the cop is big. It'd be good if that was like a massive red wall in time. But
yeah.
I think the fact that they keep reinvesting into that stadium, make it bigger. Obviously, on this show and many other shows, the debate of getting all the tickets and stuff, it eases that a little bit. I know it's not the end solution, but you know, it helps towards that, doesn't it, Tom?
Yeah, I think it's fantastic news. You want as many people creating as much of an atmosphere as possible, and the Anfield Road's the perfect side to do that. I think you've got to wait on the cop. Let us know in your thoughts. You've got to wait on the cop until you can get safe standing in there. Until safe standing is a thing, because imagine main stand, how big that is. You keep the Kenny like that for a bit, any road gets extended and made bigger and more noise, and then the cop turns into a standing section full of it. Oh my, like, that would be the dream for Anfield for me. So close to the pitch. It would be, we already know how much of a cauldron of an atmosphere it is. Imagine what that would be with so many people safely standing up and being able to sing and project their voices so much better than being stood up. I think it's a fantastic idea, to be honest with you.
Final story, obviously some hot Champions League chat. The draw is next Thursday. We'll be covering it live. We're doing a live stream. We've got comedian Adam Rowan, James Sutton of Hollyoaks now, isn't it?
Oh, he's back
there. Yeah. Emma Sanders of the BBC. Chris will be here as well, and maybe a few of us as well. Oh, we're in Norway.
We are in Norway.
But just going to do a little build-up chat. So there's some games that have been played Tuesday, Wednesday this week, and it kind of falls into what the pots might look like.
So obviously you're looking, the big one there, Ajax draws 0-0 with Apoel, which is interesting, but Si mentioned it was away from home. You'd expect Ajax to go there and do the business. Bruges winning 1-0. Cluj, which I like that
Cluj.
Name. Cluj is losing Cluj to Slavia Prague. Yeah, whatever. Olympiacos are pretty much through. Young Boys and Red Star 2-2. And then Zagreb winning at Rosenborg as well.
So if those favourites do go through, the kind of pots have just hypothetically been put forward to us. Obviously, see Liverpool in pot one. All the teams we can avoid there. And just to drive a bit of conversation, a bit of debate, we want to know yours as well, actually.
Yeah.
Who you're favouring in each pot. So we'll go to pot two. Me.
Well, worst case scenario there is Real Madrid.
Yeah. No, thank you. Shakhtar.
You want Shakhtar, do you?
I mean,
I want Dortmund all day.
For the away?
Yeah, it'd be fantastic.
Yeah,
I would love the opportunity to go over there and see the yellow wall with me on that.
Fair enough. Pot three.
German football's amazing as well. So
pot three, Lyon's going to be the worst there, or if Lukaku finds his shooting boots into one, might be with a shout.
Yeah,
there.
I think, and Si echoed this the other day, I think if Bruges can get through, they're winning 1-0 obviously right now, I'd love to go to Bruges just because of the film in Bruges. And because it's a beautiful city.
Not me, like, go bang some past him.
No, I'm not asked. Okay. It's a lovely city.
Okay, I would. Who do you fancy in pot four, Tom?
Well, I mean, I definitely don't want it to be Moscow. I don't want it to be Galatasaray. Don't want it to be Atalanta.
You don't fancy young boys?
No, I know you do. That's fair. I wouldn't mind an RB Leipzig. I know they're the hardest one in that group. Mm-hmm. But again, it'd be nice. Maybe a Lille. I wouldn't mind Lille.
Cool. Let us know your preferred pots, or you want each pot, sorry, in the comments below. We'll get chatting in a minute. Just before we do get to some comments, we have started our build-up towards the Arsenal game on Saturday. Paul did an opposition preview with Robbie of AFTV. Go and check that out. It's really good. Some of the written content coming in. Written content is free. Go and use that to go and have a look. Get used to the website and go and see what you think. Paul interviewed Dave Maddock of The Mirror for a newsroom podcast, and it is always a belter with Dave Maddock. He's obviously just like one of the best people you can meet.
So it's funny at the end of it, he went, how long have we been doing that? It feels like 10 minutes. It's an hour and 5 minutes of fantastic talk. Obviously, Maddock knows his stuff. He's brilliant. Go over there and check it out. That'll be out later in about an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Comments, Si?
So, on Lovren, we've got Johnny Walker, who says they wanted him on loan. We only want to sell him. Same with Ryan Kent. We want 12 million for him and no loan deal. We're money hungry. It's crazy.
Sound good.
Yeah, like, I'm all right
with
that.
We've been fantastic in the transfer market. I keep players on the books, money hungry, yeah, possibly, but I think we know the value of our players now, and so many times we've gone, how have we got that much money for this player? Mm. Because we're good at playing a hard...
In his defence, though, with like Ryan Kent, when he's sat there doing nothing, in effect, and his contract's getting run down, his value then comes down as well. So sometimes you're better off just cutting him off, aren't you?
Yeah, it's fair enough, but I think we know that he's worth 12 mil right now. He is, because he's done things in other clubs. Obviously, fair if you disagree with me, but I feel like get as much money as you can for these players. It's a lot, but if we can get it. Okay, I mean, obviously we can't, but it's fine.
James says, Lovren and Havertz swap. Yeah, I'll take that out
there. Take that all day.
He's got some Michael Edwards job there, isn't he?
Wex Pike says, I don't understand why we won't loan Kent to Gerrard. Is the kid pissed someone off?
I think it's more of a business thing, isn't it? Yeah. I think we're just refusing, as the same thing with Lovren, if we don't loan people out because, you know...
Well, we do, but once you... He's had five loans.
Yeah. I think he got to the stage where, you know, we want to sell him now. Yeah. Rangers couldn't afford, and we're like, no, we don't want to.
So. Like, it's one of them. Imagine you go to Rangers, OK, we'll sell you to a lower price. Next player that comes along, they go, well, they did that with Rangers and Kent. Okay, we'll wait.
But that's what I'm saying. If he's turned out no, but no one else wants him now, and his value's going down, then maybe they're just better off just selling him. Oh, like that. It's the same with the Coutinho stuff. Barca tried to give him to us for a higher price, couldn't, so they sold him to loan into Barcelona for a third of the price.
Well, then maybe in January, Rangers will go, okay, we've stumped up the cash, and we'll go, there you go, perfect, money.
There's been a bit, I'll only do this quickly because we haven't got that long left, but seems to be quite a lot of discussion about James Maddison in the comments, people saying they want him, stuff like that. Stuart Johnston says, I reckon we should try and get Maddison in the summer, get the deal done in January to join in summer 2020. But Kay Brennan says, but he's going to cost around 100 million, fuck that.
Yeah, Maddison's a fantastic player, to be fair.
I've watched him a few times already this season, or the two games that they've played, and he stands out that Leicester side.
Does he fit?
Yeah, he's that attacking mid. That link-up player that you want, quick feet, be able to pick out a pass. I swear, honestly, he's quality. I'm not sure he's not worth £100 million.
But then you're thinking, you've got... It's the eternal question of, we've got more attacking mids now. We've got an Oxlade-Chamberlain, we've got a Keita, we've got a Hendo.
But they're different styles of attacking mids, aren't they?
Well, it's fair. It is fair. Like, fantastic player. I'm just playing devil's advocate.
No, but they're box-to-box driving at defences where he's, like I said, the link-up playing, picking out a knee pass and stuff. He's got all that.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, I haven't heard any links of him to us, to be honest, but it'd be interesting. I'm sure if he has a great first half of the season, European champions, James Maddison, get him.
Well, yeah, we'll wrap up there. We'll be back tomorrow, won't we, post Klopp presser. Mm. A bit of reaction towards that. As I said, all the build-up towards the Arsenal stuff is there.
Do leave us all your Champions League pot things because it's very interesting. It will happen next Thursday and we'll find out who we're actually getting. So it's the build-up to it, really. Yeah.
And we're going to record the Arsenal build-up this afternoon, aren't we? Not be out tonight. Free on YouTube, 11, go and check that out.
Going out tomorrow morning.
And we'll see you tomorrow.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.